Good evening. You're listening to Radio Lillooet 100.5 FM. My name's Alfie, and this is Muse, a program of music and spoken word. As usual, I'll begin by reading a poem from the volume called A Year with Hafiz, Daily Contemplations, by Daniel Ladinsky, who took Hafiz, the Persian poet's poetry, translated and reinterpreted it in his own poetic language. So this particular poem for December 26th, which will be coming up shortly, is called Everything I Have Is Also Yours. There are so many gifts still unopened from your birthday. There are so many handcrafted presents that have been sent to your door by God. The Beloved does not mind repeating, everything I have is also yours. So forgive Hafiz and the friend if we break into a sweet laughter when your heart complains of being thirsty. When ages ago, every cell in your body capsized forever into his infinite golden sea. A lover's pain is like holding one's breath too long, in the middle of a vital performance, in the middle of one of creation's favorite songs. Indeed, a lover's pain is this sleeping, when God just rolls over and gave you such a big good morning smooch. There are so many gifts still unopened from your soul's birthday. There are so many handcrafted presents that have been sent into your life by God. And the Beloved does not mind at all repeating, everything I have is also yours. Well, here we are. The shortest day, longest night is upon us, and the days pass swiftly into the darkness of winter night. How do we fill these dark spaces? How do we mentally maintain equilibrium and balance of daily life while honoring the internal spaces that darkness evokes? Tonight, the Muse playlist is an assortment of orchestral and instrumental pieces that flirt with the atmospheric and otherworldly spaces that darkness is so adept at evoking. At the same time, this is a celebration and acknowledgement of the great faith required to believe that the sun will return and bring light and its solar energy back to nurture the myth and mystery of our existence. So with that in mind, I've chosen to begin with Cosmogony by Björk, Icelandic songstress and composer extraordinaire. Off her 2011 EP Cosmogony. This version is a mix done by Matthew Herbert. And following that, Winter Looks Eterna by Clint Mansell and the Kronos Quartet. Lux Eterna is Latin for eternal light. And this is a composition by Clint Mansell and also the leitmotif of the 2000 movie Requiem for a Dream. The popularity of this piece led to its use in film trailers and multiple remixes by other producers, so you may have heard some version of it before. Let's begin with Björk and Cosmogony.
Thank you. song that became the world we know. Heaven, heaven spark this whirl around me, make me wonder. And they say, back then, our universe was a cold you.
That was Clint Mansell and Kronos Quartet with Winter Lux Eterna. And the set began with Bjork's Cosmogony, a Matthew Herbert mix. Before introducing the next music, I will read the weather for Lillooet tonight, December 21st. Cloudy, with 70% chance of flurries overnight and a low of -3. Tomorrow, Tuesday, December 22nd, mainly cloudy, with 30% chance of flurries early in the morning and a high of -1. Tomorrow night, mainly cloudy, with 30% chance of flurries and a low of -4. Earth is based in Seattle and considered a project as much as a band or group. I'm going to begin the next set with the song Divine and Bright, which features Kelly Canary and Kurt Cobain and is performed by Earth. The guitarist Dylan Carlson is largely, if not solely, responsible for its original drone-based guitar sound. And although hardcore fans of Earth might find something redeeming in the album, this cut is off of the 2002 Sun Amps and Smash Guitars Live. The album is composed of live and demo performances, and this piece, in which the influence of Kurt Cobain is obvious, is perhaps one of the album's few highlights. And following that, another something a little different. It's called Chaos by Gabrielle Roth and the Mirrors off her 1984 album Initiation. And Initiation is a musical map from inertia to ecstasy. It contains the formal musical presentation of Roth's five rhythm wave. According to Roth, who's regarded or was as an urban shaman, moving and dancing from flowing through stillness can catalyze and release emotions of fear, anger, sadness, joy, and peace. Chaos will feature a 6-8 beat on African drums with a sort of heady chants. So that'll be the second song. We're going to begin with Divine and Bright by Earth.
Thank you.
That was Chaos with Gabrielle Roth and the Mirrors off her 1984 album Initiation, which was a musical map from Inertia to Ecstasy that contained the formal musical presentation of her five rhythm wave, which was something she developed that as a consequence of learning that moving and dancing through a sequence from flowing through stillness could catalyze and release emotions. Before that, Divine and Bright by Earth. Before the next music, I'm going to read Letters to a Young Artist. But before that, just mention that this is Lillooet Co-op Radio 100.5 FM. My name's Alfie, and you're listening to Muse, a program of music and spoken word. So to the spoken word part, I read from Letters to a Young Artist, Building a Life in Art by Julia Cameron, who writes to a young artist full of turbulent self-doubt in her position or from her perspective as a wiser, more experienced artist. The letters always begin, Dear X, and we never do learn the name of the young man in question. Dear X, you write you are worried that the holidays will disrupt your schedule. First things first, let's celebrate that you have a schedule. I can't tell you the pleasure I've gained this year watching as you got your feet underneath you. It's a paradox to me. We started off worried that we will lack the discipline to do morning writing. We find soon enough that morning writing does not take discipline, but makes discipline. What is it about stumbling blindly to the page, not knowing what we think or feel, that does tell us later in the day just what it is we must do to feel better? As I recall, my writing this morning was about my lack of sleep and general lethargy. Lo and behold, I worked two separate sessions on two separate projects today. It just occurred to me that it would feel good to work, which it did. Without morning writing, I doubt I would have heard my cues. Have I mentioned to you my more than half-serious idea that artists should take a note from Alcoholics Anonymous? In AA, it is one alcoholic talking to another that makes it possible to go a day without drinking. In my ideal scenario, one artist talking to another becomes the support necessary to go another day creating art. I believe there is a magic in artist-to-artist contact. It keeps our eye on the ball. Just as an alcoholic who doesn't drink has had a successful day in the big picture, so too an artist who makes art has had a successful day in the big picture. Just as it is emotionally sober to not drink and destroy ourselves, it is emotionally sober to make art and something more of ourselves. Believe it or not, there is a 12-step program for recovering artists called Arts Anonymous. They have a concept, correct, I think, that artists derive an anorectic high from not making art. We become addicted to the avoidance of our art. As with any other addiction, lies, half-truths, and evasions help us to protect our habit. Another similarity is the lapse of self-responsibility and the tendency to blame someone else. It becomes our family's fault or our lover's fault that we are not making art. The bottom line, of course, is that it is our own fault. We are the ones who avoided our art for a day. The person, place, or thing that was the reason was really just the excuse. We all have lots of good excuses for avoiding our art, just no good reason. At the other extreme is what I call the art bender. That is, when we want to binge on our art, using it to block life instead of to live it. Today I talked to a newly recovering writer. For a decade he has struggled with the block, and now, gently yet miraculously, he has undertaken his morning writing and started writing. What he wants to know is this: since it feels so great to be making art, can't he please, please binge on it? The answer is no. If we are after a long-term life in the arts, that life must be built on sobriety and not on binging. Binges bring hangovers. Hangovers bring the inability to work. What we're after is the gentle succession of successful days, building one at a time upon each other. Learning sober work habits means learning to live such homely slogans as one day at a time, easy does it, and first things first. A sober work life may lack the wildness of a binge, but it also lacks the remorse of a hangover. Yet, just as it may take another alcoholic to really understand the demoralization of a drinking bout, so too it may take another artist to help us remember the estimability of a good day's work. I know that in writing to you, I have been grateful for my own long-established work habits, and I have been so happy to see those habits taking root in your life as well. I'm going to continue to read a couple more letters from Letters to a Young Artist. Dear X, first you write me worrying that holidays will disrupt your work schedule. Next, you're worrying that your work schedule has disrupted the holidays. I think it's wonderful you are concerned with the impact of your work on others. Still, it strikes me that your overall equanimity hinges upon your working, no matter what others think. Let me one more time draw what may be an unwelcome analogy. When an alcoholic is drinking, everything else is up for grabs. Nothing matters more than the drink, and nothing means no one. Let us say this alcoholic now gets sober and worries that by not drinking he will make others feel bad. Perhaps he would, but not as bad as his drinking might make them feel. Now turn the focus back into making art. For quite a while, you have been learning how to make art quietly and gently, how to have a life and make a life in the arts. The drama around your productivity has calmed way down. You can no longer complain of being blocked because you're not. In a slow, quiet, positive way, you are productive. Now, you wonder, should you give that up because it might make people feel bad? The answer seems obvious, and so X, why not do the obvious? Keep gently working. Dear X, I'm sorry you consider me one more time a fanatic. Perhaps I am. The idea doesn't really bother me very much. Keep gently working, you quote back at me as though I've asked you to fly to the moon. All I've really asked you to do is stay steady as she goes. I admit that can be hard, but not as hard as the alternative. I remember too clearly the days in which I was not working. My not working had a way of dominating my days that my working cannot begin to emulate. Not working, I was always obsessed by working. Working, I am free to be interested in the rest of life. Still, I recognize that I may have made making art sound like washing windows. You just do it and try to keep your balance in the process. Perhaps it doesn't occur to me that I strip away the glamour, because what is left is still so interesting. A life in the arts is a long Socratic conversation. Question after question arises and is answered by art. What do you think of that? I ask myself. That, ranging from politics to pumpkin pie, there's nothing too large or too small to be considered. It's perhaps this habit of questioning that sets the artist's life apart. Unlike a banker's life or a doctor's, an artist's life is not about how things have been done, but more about the question of how things could be done. An artist paints, dances, draws, writes, designs, or acts at the expanding edge of consciousness. We press into the unknown rather than the known. This makes life lovely and lively. All right, we'll put that aside until next week and continue with the music. To begin, I'm going to play Lord of Light by Hawkwind off the 1972, one of their first albums, Do Re Mi Fa Sol La Ti Do. It's conjures up an intergalactic space metal atmosphere with a more rugged thrust. So that's going back in time a little bit. And following that will be Axis Mundi by Kaila Sintila. So here's Lord of Light by Hawkwind.
An illusion. An illusion. An illusion. An illusion. An illusion.
That was Axis Mundi performed by Kalia Sintila. From New South Wales, Kalia composes sacred soundscapes using ancient rhythms in a rich mix of contemporary electronic possibilities, tagged as everything from dubstep, electronic, glitch hop, gypsy, organic, and so on. Axis Mundi, also called the navel of the world tree, the center of the world, and cosmic axis, in certain beliefs and philosophies, is the world center where heaven and earth become or are connected. Before that, Lord of Light by Hawkwind, from their 1972 Do Re Mi Fa Sol La Ti Do album. Just a quick public service announcement before the last two pieces of music from the Rec Center, the Lillooet Rec Center, holiday events and hours. The main core of the Rec Center will be closed December 24th at 4 p.m. December 25th, 26th, 27th, 28th, and January 1st. The Rec Center, the main core, will be closed. The arena will be closed December 25th and 26th and January 1st. And just a quick reminder, Christmas garbage collection for the weeks of December 21st to January 1st. Garbage that would normally be picked up on Friday, December 25th, will be picked up on Thursday, December 24th instead. And garbage that is normally picked up on December 28th will be picked up on Tuesday, December 29th. All right, the last two pieces of music are, to begin with, Xavier Rudd, another Australian, with Follow the Sun from his 2012 Spirit Bird, his seventh album and most recent, I believe. Xavier is an Australian multi-instrumentalist, often performs as a one-man band, especially with an assortment of didgeridoo. In this song from his most recent album, His gentle acoustic guitar and strong high vocals are evidence that of his ever-expanding and deepening musical vision. And we'll finish with Descent to the Zenith by Earth. Okay, let's begin with Xavier.
This day is done. Breathe, breathe in the air. Set your intentions. Dream with care. Tomorrow's a new day for everyone. Brand new moon and brand new sun. Cherish this moment. cherish this breath. Tomorrow's a new day for everyone. Brand new moon, brand new sun. When you feel life coming down on you like a heavy weight, when you feel this crazy society adding to the strain, take a stroll to the nearest water's edge, remember your place. Many moons have risen and fallen long, long before you came. So which way is the wind blowing? And what does your heart say? Thank you.
That was Descent to the Zenith by Earth from their 2011 Angels of Darkness, Demons of Light, Volume 1 album. Zenith is, the definition of zenith is sometimes it's used to refer to the highest point, way, or level reached by a celestial body during its apparent orbit. That's it for Muse this evening. Thank you very much for listening. May all have a safe Christmas filled with an abundance of peace and joy. Tune in to Muse again next week, Monday at 7 p.m. Safe journey, Lyndon. Have a lovely evening.